Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Start with the good news. James has a career day. Sean mentioned afterward in his opening statement that that doesn't happen, though, without the blocking of the offensive line, and that extends to the wide receivers, tight ends, Reggie. Your guy's commitment to downfield blocking for him, how much of a shining example was yesterday, and how big is that for the offense?
Yeah, it's man, I loved you don't run for that many yards by just making people miss. And don't get me wrong, that's how you end up getting big explosive touchdowns. But, you know, we preach touchdown blocks from backside wide receivers. And sometimes, man, it's just a sprint and you might not even get to the guy or the ball might not even get there, but it's a mindset. And, you know, part of, you know, what we ever talk about that everybody eats, it's, well, if James Cook is having to stay in protection and block that linebacker for us to get open on a route, why aren't we going to then run and try to get him open on the run and the touchdown block? And so try to always show examples of, hey, here's James doing this. Now here's Elijah on the backside block, or here's, you know, Shaves digging out a safety right here, and how it all kind of goes together. And but I thought how connected the guys were in understanding the scheme, the alerts. You know, we had a lot of checks on a lot of plays. I mean, that's a extremely tough defense to go against, much less run the ball against. And the guys understanding and being able to execute at a high level, and then to be able to make the adjustments, knowing they're going to make adjustments and still be able to do it, was really proud of the guys.
Passing game working to your satisfaction?
We didn't really need it yesterday. So, I mean, I'm always going to want it to be really – I'm always going to want everything to improve. But when we were running the ball yesterday, we didn't really need to pass it, especially once we kind of got rolling into the second half, you know. And there's always things, elements that we got to clean up. You know, I think there's opportunities out there yesterday that we didn't hit. And some of that is technique. Some of that is, pulling the trigger and making the decision. Some of that is scheme related, right? So it's always a combination of it. But I think anytime you run the ball for 240, you're going to be pleased with how the game went. And fortunately, you didn't have to pass the ball. But, you know, we've shown, like, you look back at the Baltimore game, like, we've shown if we need to pass the ball and passing situations, we can do it. And so I have no concerns with the pass game. Obviously, I love to go every game and run for 200 and throw for 300, but that wasn't how the game needed to be won yesterday.
To be fair, I mean, Josh went 6 for 13 in the first half.
Yeah.
And James didn't really get going until the second quarter.
First drive. He had some good runs on the first drive.
But then that drive stalled. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Also, to your point, I mean, the passing game wasn't seeming to be working. It worked against Baltimore, but what happened against Atlanta and New England
seemed
to be some issues.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Where's that? But
no, I think, and that was part of the things that we looked at in the bye is we were definitely off against Atlanta, and we turned the ball over a lot against New England. Yesterday, there was, like I said, early in the game, you know, we missed some opportunities in play action passes. You know, and when you live in some third down situations, it's going to be a little tough. Their guys obviously made some plays on some opportunities, you know, some tight window throws. I mean, you can always just go off of just completions. You know, if we throw six screens and we catch six screens, we're 6 for 6. That doesn't necessarily mean it's really good. We went into halftime saying, hey, we got to improve in the pass game. And, hey, this is how they're trying to attack us right now with the way that we're running the ball. And, you know, we're going to need to do a better job at, hey, maybe it's some ball outs right here. You know, Josh did a great job. It was a 4-yard completion that turns into a touchdown, you know, with Khalil. But the way the game was being played yesterday, I didn't need to force anything, with that. So there's a lot on the call sheet that I like that I would love to got to that honestly just didn't really need to.
Was frustrated with himself for some of those first half drives.
Yeah.
What stands out to you about the way that he works? If he notices something in a game like that, he mentioned not trusting his feet. The way that he goes about self-correcting and then moving on.
Yeah, you guys know I trust Josh more than anyone. But he came. He was at halftime. He knew. You know, I looked him in the eye. He knew he wasn't playing to his. He's the best player in the world, right? And there's a standard that he always wants to play with, and when he misses on a couple throws, when he misses on some decisions, when a drive stalls, especially with the way we were running it, it opens up the pass game, right? And so some of those opportunities, and I'll obviously trust Josh and all that. He does a great job of understanding, hey, what happened there? What was the issue? Was it my mechanics? Was it my feet? Was it the ball placement? I didn't see it right. You know, he was in a good place of seeing the defense. You know, some of those, he's always going to be the hardest on it. But if it's showing up, I'm not working it enough, right? So it's always going to start and end with me. But some of those, I think he understood as it was a little bit of his mechanics with his feet, with his, you know, with some of the ball placement that, I think you can see him at halftime just tinkering with it. And I knew in the second half, if it had to be a passing game, we were going to be good to go with it.
Back to watch, rewatch the game, what was your reaction to Reggie Gilliam and some of the blocks that he made?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to get in a lot of big people runs, and you got every personnel grouping possible yesterday against it, and every front structure, and you get a guy like Reggie that some games he's going to not play a lot of reps, some games he's going to play a huge role, and he's always cleans everything up. And there was a lot of muddy looks that on tape it looks like, hey, man, that was exactly how we drew it up, that, the guys were just all connected with it, and Reggie did an incredible job of, boom, hopping inside and cleaning it up for us and making a big play. And he's a huge part of who we are and what we do, and a guy that never gets any credit or, you know, doesn't get the production, but he just does his 111th at the highest standard, and, good things happen when he's on the field.
Is it fair to say that at times over the last 3 weeks, especially 3 games, especially, that it's been hard in the passing game? Like, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think one of the issues with the last couple of weeks in particular where we were living off schedule, right? So you're playing in a bunch of almost called the third down situations, right? And then we allowed, like, you go back to the Atlanta game, we allowed them to, you know, really tee off on us on second and longs. And, I thought yesterday we did a better job of getting either manageable third downs or skipping third downs or – I think anytime your completion percentage isn't at a high rate, anytime the balls aren't being pushed pushed down the field, anytime you're not throwing for touchdowns, you know, you're naturally going to come in and say, hey, is there, you know, what's the issue? To me, I look at it from a perspective of like, hey, if we're running the football, what does our play action game look like? You know, if we're not able to run the football, we're probably going to be living in a drop back type of game, because if we're not able to run the football now, we're probably going to be living in some off schedule type of situations. And I don't care what team you are, it's always going to be tough just living in drop back nowadays. When you look at us the last few weeks, we have to obviously improve in the pass game. You know, like I wouldn't say it's been hard, but in the situations that we're in, we're not helping ourselves get out of some of those situations. And a lot of it has shown up more on the 3rd and 7 to 10 situations that were we haven't done it. We did a good, better job yesterday, but we hadn't done a good job prior to that. And once you're digging in a hole of 3rd and 7 to 10, it's hard to get out of. Next, you know, we're punting. So that was a big part of emphasis. Again, like some of it wasn't to the standard in the first half, and things that we obviously area that we need to improve that just didn't necessarily need to show up in the second half.
Receiver was such a hot button topic in the offseason. Brandon had that exchange with one of the radio station, And then, you know, I think a lot was made of Keon Coleman. He had a really good training camp, comes out in that Baltimore game and has this great game. But since then, it's just been, it's felt like it's been hard to get him going in games. What's gone into that?
Yeah, I think, obviously, you know, I'm always, you guys know me, I'm going to say I obviously got to do a better job. I think it's a combination of, you know, sometimes there is some games where, hey, we're trying to get him going and Josh does a good job of progressing. And next thing you know, Dalton gets the catch and, hey, it's a good job. You know, it's you always want to try to get certain guys involved, but you also don't want to just force throws. I think Keon is doing a much better job of his attention to detail and his focus in the run game. I thought that was evident yesterday. I thought you can see that and how that's going to open up and allow him to stay on the field a little more, especially in the pass game, where he's not always just the single into the boundary. I thought he had his best week of practice. I want to get him going more in the pass game. I thought, you know, he'd have good opportunities in the Atlanta game. We just didn't, some of those situations didn't end up occurring, but I think he's in a good headspace. And, you know, I think as our offense, I said it last year, I thought we didn't hit our ground going until the Seattle game. And, you know, we're around that point this year where it's time to kind of put it all connected together, run game, pass game, and kind of feel who we're going to be as an offense. And, you know, we did a good job in the run game yesterday, but now we got to put it together as complimentary football type of thought.
Just Dalton, I think maybe 14 snaps. I would imagine some of that maybe was score related, that you didn't have to overextend him. But just his presence, and when you're able to have those three tight ends, not necessarily on the field altogether, although you've had success when you've done that, but having all three of them available and engaged in the game, would you agree with the assessment that it feels like the offense is that's a big part of your identity?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I didn't do a good enough job in the Atlanta game adjusting once we found out he's not playing. And, I wish I would have got Dawson Knox involved more in that game. But the versatility and that room gives us both in the run game and the pass game and the different skill sets that they have. The last third and seven, we were in 22 personnel yesterday. And the one that he completed down, into the 2 yard line to Halsey. And so, those guys just do things the right way, and they're at the spots where they need to get to. And it puts defenses in stressful situations on how they want to handle, because they also can make plays in the pass game. I love where they're at, and what we're able to do in the running game is a huge, what they're able to do has been huge for us. And it's opened up naturally the play actions and the versatility, where now teams have to figure out, hey, how are they playing this personal grouping with these people on the field, and kind of that chess match as we kind of go.
Joe, you spoke about putting it together last year around the Seattle game. I think sometimes fans watching, you think, oh, an offense put together from the get-go, but it takes a lot more than that. Generally speaking, why does it take NFL offenses at large weeks to come together?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not always that case, and I don't think it is always that case. Sometimes it's you're trying to figure out who you are, playing against different type of schemes and five-down structures, four-down structures, different, you know, you have a thought of who you're going to be as the season goes. You're playing, sometimes you're playing defenses that, we played a few coordinators that didn't call games last year, and you don't know exactly how they're going to play this game and how, you know, what that's going to look like on tape. And it's excuses, right? You want to come out and freaking play to your standard from the jump. But the league is growing, and the way defenses are being played is growing, and everyone's getting a feel of like, hey, this year, what is it going to take to win football games? And we're trying to figure out through injuries and offense, defense, special teams, like how we have to win, not just like as an offense, but how do we have to win as a full football team? That involves like, you know, how I'm going to call plays and how our offense is going to go. And all of that stuff is big, and sometimes that takes time as you're kind of going, where you're going into the season, you're just thinking about it yourself as an offense. And so that's part of the growth for us and as our offense is understanding, like, what does it take to win this game as a football team? And we got to make sure we do whatever that's going to take.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.